This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
James Boyle is a Samaritans volunteer, but his connection to Samaritans began long before that. As a teenager, James struggled with his mental health and reached out to the Samaritans for support, first by email and later by phone. That support helped him take the next steps in getting help, and years later, he decided to give back by becoming a volunteer with the Samaritans himself. And he's joining us today to talk about his journey, the pressures that people can feel at Christmas as well, and why no one should struggle alone. James, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. For listeners who might know much about Samaritans, can you explain what you do and who the service is there for?
So Samaritans, we're a 24/7 emotional support helpline. We are there pretty much for everyone and anyone. We're a non-judgmental service. We're there for everyone, no matter what they're going through, whether you're going through job issues, you know, or you're having family or relationship problems. We're also there for anyone that's experiencing any kind of distress. One thing we do like to tell people is you don't need to be suicidal to speak to us. A lot of people think you need to be, you know, kind of, you know, suicidal to speak to us, but that's not it at all. We will speak to anyone who just needs any kind of support or chat if it'll help them get through things.
And I know that you joined Samaritans yourself as a volunteer after using the service previously in your own life. Would you mind sharing that story with us?
Yeah, sure. No problem. So I'm originally from East County Galway. And when I was 17, 18, Samaritans Galway branch visited my school to tell us about the services they offered and what kind of supports they could give anyone who might have been in that talk that needed any support. At the time, I was suffering with really, really terrible anxiety issues, and I was kind of unsure of who to talk to about things, particularly as personally myself, a lot of it was rooted in dealing with issues with my sexuality. And I just felt if I was to talk to anyone in my life at the time, I was probably going to be disowned or, you know, thrown out of home or lose my friendships. Because in my own head at the time, it just seemed like that was the reality because my anxiety issues were kind of flaring it up. And after that talk that Samaritans gave at my school, I thought to myself, I should try and contact them just to see. Now, me, myself personally, it took me a few goes to actually be able to speak to them. And after a few attempts of trying to call them, I felt calm enough. And I remember I spoke to this wonderful gentleman who I don't know his name. I can't remember. But he kind of supported me and talked me through what I was going through. And he showed me a lot of empathy and care. And he didn't know me, like, you know, that was one thing. We were both strangers just talking to one another. But he did make me feel a lot better about things. And after maybe a few more calls over several months, I kind of felt a lot better about things and felt the courage to be able to talk to people, talk to a few of my friends and then my family. And eventually, you know, I kind of, with the Samaritan support that I got over a few calls, was able to kind of reach out and find, you know, long-term supports as well that kind of helped with my other anxiety issues. And then I'd say 5-6 years after this, I had moved to Dublin, and at one point in 2013-14, I seen that Samaritans Dublin branch were hosting an opening evening for prospective volunteers. And I always, over the years in between the calls I made and actually going to the open evening, always thought, well, it would be nice, you know, because I feel better about things now, to give back. And eventually, once I got to the open evening and they kind of told what volunteering was like to the people that were there, I said to myself, yeah, I would actually really be interested in doing that. And then I took my first call 11 years ago in 2014, and I'm still volunteering.
It's such a moving story that you've just told, and I felt my heart just went out to you as you were describing the issues that you'd had when you were growing up. But it seems from the way that you tell that story that Samaritans were a big turning point for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, up until that call that I had where he kind of showed me a lot of sympathy and empathy. And one thing that always stuck to me that really helped me feel grounded and listened to was he said to me, "You're going through a very difficult time, aren't you, James?" And it's a simple sentence to say, but it was very powerful for me because I finally felt, oh God, someone's actually listened to me and understood me. And, you know, he wasn't necessarily fixing my issues, and I didn't know that at the time, but he was just showing me the power of listening and just being there for me. And from that point on, it was just so comforting to know that, you know, someone understood me. And that really did turn things around, like, because it made me feel confident, you know, that, you know, maybe things aren't as bad in my own mind as I'm making it out to be. And, you know, that was the reality, because once I felt confident enough to tell people and come out as gay, it just, you know, I didn't really have many, if at all, bad reactions. Most reactions I had were supportive or, you know, actually just, you know, middle of the road. Oh, that's fine, you know, just that's fine. And in my head, up until that point, I was making this up to be a big, big, big thing. But then, you know, once it actually came to the reality, it wasn't that bad. And I don't think I would have ever really, up until that point of speaking to the Samaritans, ever have developed that courage. So absolutely, it was a turning point for me.
You mentioned there the power of listening, which to me, that is what the Samaritans has always been, because they're always on the other end of an email or a phone for you. But as a volunteer now, around this time of the year, what would be some of the main issues that people, especially young people, would be struggling with?
I think young people, you know, definitely there's a wide range of issues that young people call into the Samaritans about. A big one is like education, whether, you know, you're doing your leaving cert or you're in the middle of studying at third level. You know, there's a lot of stresses, you know, especially this time of year for college students where they're going home to face family and stuff. And say if things haven't been going very well this term in college or whatever, you know, there will be a lot of nerves or maybe a bit of tension at home, you know, about how things are going. And, you know, I think a lot of young people face that difficulty of, you know, being open with their parents, or if they have been open, you know, trying to sail those rocky waters or trying to, you know, get back on track with your college course. Financial issues would be a big one as well. Like, I mean, we're all still going through, you know, cost of living issues, rental issues, you know, these are things that are costing people a lot of money. And younger people, especially younger people with children, this is a very challenging time of year for them, you know, and they're just trying to make, you know, make ends meet. And, you know, Christmas, you know, comes all around and, you know, all these extra expenses, you know, that they are difficult for young people to deal with. And, you know, as well, I think isolation and loneliness is something that a lot of young people experience. And I don't think young people would be willing to admit it, but, you know, sometimes loneliness can exist even amongst a group of friendships or, you know, amongst your colleagues or whatever, because you may feel, you know, there's a sense of exclusion, or, you know, you may feel, you know, that you're not happy with your peers or your friends. And this time of year can really magnify that, because, you know, I think there is always an expectation at Christmas that we should always be, you know, jolly and happy. But, you know, we all go through issues, and those issues don't pause at Christmas time. So I do feel, you know, young people need to be aware, you know, that if they are struggling at Christmas time, you know, that Samaritans are going to be there right throughout the holidays. We don't close. Our phone line is 24 hours a day. And if there's any time where they feel they need to pick up the phone to us, we're absolutely there for them.
I'm sure some people would naturally feel a little bit nervous or unsure about reaching out to you for help, as is always the case, you know, with things like this, there's such stigma and stuff around it. But one thing that might help with that, can you actually explain what happens when someone calls or emails the Samaritans? What should somebody who might end up calling you expect to happen on the other end of the line?
I would like to say the first thing anyone should expect is a friendly ear Because, you know, sometimes we are always a bit apprehensive. Me, myself, when I first called Samaritans, I really didn't know what to expect from them when I called them. No matter who you're going to get through, you're going to get through to a friendly person, and they're going to answer the phone by sort of saying, "Samaritans, can I help you?" And that is how we begin all our calls. And we are just beginning the call to ask how we can help you. You can tell us your name if you'd like to. You don't have to. You can always just, you know, tell us exactly what is going on. If you're nervous, don't worry. The volunteers will be there for you if you need a few minutes to settle your nerves to talk to us. And once you start talking to us, we will listen to you. We will give you support. We will, like, you know, help you clear your thoughts if you're kind of all over the place. If you happen to need a bit of a cry, we will be there with you while you have that cry. You know, we are literally just there to be with you and hold a metaphorical hand. We can't physically hold your hand on the phone, but it's a metaphorical holding your hand. And if you feel, you know, at all that, you know, this isn't the right time to call us and you've been speaking to us, that's okay too. If you need to end the call and call back again, whether that's in an hour or two or the next day, we're not going to be upset. You can still call us back. We will be here for you. And I like that. It's the same with emails. Some people prefer to email us, and we are available by email too. The email will get a response just like on the phone. The email is sometimes a better way from certain people. Some people just prefer to be able to write things down like that because maybe nerves are too much on the phone. And if that's how you prefer to talk to us, you can always email us.
It's so important as well to stress that Samaritans is literally available 24/7, even on Christmas Day, over the holiday period. And I know that you're encouraging landmarks and businesses to light up green for Samaritans' Longest Night, which is on December 21st. Can you tell me the idea behind that particular campaign?
Oh, absolutely. So we've been doing this now for several years across the country and across the island of Ireland. And basically, we noticed that historically and statistically, our busiest time is at nighttime for people calling us. And what we like to highlight is that nighttime is the toughest for a lot of people when they're going through difficult times. And like that, the winter solstice on the 21st of December, it's not only a message of awareness, but it's a message of kind of hope for people that struggle at nighttime. We ask, like lots of our monuments and buildings throughout the country in the island of Ireland, to light up green. The green is the color of Samaritans. And we would like to kind of remind people that when we're doing this for the night, that this is the longest night. This is as long as nights get in the Northern Hemisphere. And that from this night onwards, bit by bit, you know, we're going to reach longer and longer days over the next 6 months. And I like to think personally that, you know, if the message is that we're telling people, if you can get through this night, you know, it's clear sailing from here on in until the summertime again. You know, that is a nice, hopeful message, especially this time of year where the evenings and nights are literally the longest they get. So I think it's a really profound message. And like that, you know, we are telling people even 4 days before Christmas, we're still out and about doing awareness campaigns with our volunteers and our partners who like to kind of spread our awareness as well. Absolutely. It's a wonderful message, I think.
And how can young people be getting involved in Longest Night, even in a small way?
So in a small way, if you happen to have any kind of like contacts, you know, with people who, you know, do any kind of, you know, activities regarding buildings and monuments, you can get in touch with them, see if they can do anything like lighting up things green. Younger people, if they have access to our social media, Samaritans post stuff on Facebook and Instagram. There are social media channels where we will be sharing our content throughout the day and night on the Longest Night. You're free to repost as well. As well as that, you know, I know I mentioned finances are tough, but if anyone, you know, would like to, we do have a donation link on our website as well. Doesn't have to be big or small, you know, any donations are more than welcome. You can go onto our website and there's the link to donate there. You can also check in with your local Samaritans branch to see what they are doing, because different branches will have local things going on. So as well as that, you know, it's also a time maybe that if, you know, with the new year, if you have a resolution that you'd like to take up something new, you can always look to see as well if your local branch is recruiting volunteers. Most branches do recruitment phases throughout the year. So you can always look on their social media or even their page on the Samaritan's website, see if they have any information about volunteering. You don't need to have any kind of experience, like even if you're a young person. I was only 24 myself when I started volunteering at Samaritans. Once you can demonstrate, you know, that you have a good listening ear and that, you know, you're an empathetic person, we're more than happy to listen to you to see if you want to volunteer. Absolutely. All you need to be is 18 and older, if that's something you'd like to consider. I definitely recommend it.
I can imagine that you would be such a great advocate for it as well, having, you know, used the service yourself, but now being such an advocate as a volunteer. It's just, it's amazing to have heard so much about the Samaritans from you this evening. But before I let you go, if there is someone listening at the moment who might be struggling or might even know like a friend or a family member who's struggling, what is the most important message you'd want them to take away from today?
I think, you know, the most important message I would like to give anyone, even if like they're worried about, you know, a friend, family member, partner, is just to be there and listen to them. Because sometimes we can feel like, you know, we're offering advice to try and help people. And I often think like, you know, because it's a thing that we at Samaritans believe, sometimes people don't actually want advice. They just want someone to listen to. And on our website, we have this very simple listening guide that is there for people. It's basically a campaign message called SHUSH, S-H-U-S-H, and it tells you how to be there for someone who needs a bit more support. Like yourself, though, if you yourself are struggling, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to us this Christmas or any time of year. Like I've said, we are here 24 hours a day for you and everyone that is struggling. I think, you know, let's just be better listeners for everyone in our lives, I think is the message I'm trying to say.
Well, James, thank you so much for sharing all of that information about the Samaritans with us on iRadio's group chat this evening. Such an important time of the year to highlight it. It's always important, but I know this time of the year can be particularly difficult for people. So thank you for joining me on the show, and I'm sure we will catch up with you again.
Yeah, thanks very much, Valerie, for having me on, and have a good Christmas.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.